Ever have one of those days when you don't know what's going to happen next? Farmers don't have that experience very often. Get up early, take care of the livestock, farm the land, plan for seeding, growing, harvest, getting rid of animals and creatures that could hurt what you have. The town guard handles a lot of that stuff, especially when you have creatures that don't know better trying to eat the local livestock. And since we're on the long road running between Neverwinter and Baldur's Gate, the town lives off supplying travelers with food, supplies, rest, and intimate company. Plus, it gives us a way to make sure the trade routes in the area are maintained. It's been much easier lately, since the Lady of Jade decided to make her home here. There's so many rumors about her. She's not one to socialize, so no one knows what rumors are true or not. It's said that she came from the Isle of Wa, deep within the borders of Karator. Said that she's a sorceress so powerful, she's either consorted with dragons, or is one herself. It's said that every mage capable of handling a cantrip knows who's who she is, and stays clear for fear of earning her ire. Other rumors about her great age, her looks, her tempers, her desires, her agendas, all are suspect. So who knows for sure what's accurate? Even the way she speaks is devoid of a Karaturian accent completely, which makes her even more mysterious. But tonight, this very hour, I know something about her that's irrefutable and undeniable. She's out cold in the middle of my barn. I heard a crash and left behind my warm fireplace and my book to go outside. No doubt about it, there was a large hole in my barn's roof. My mind raced as I went to the closet and opened up the chest that held my father's old sword, still sharp after all these years. He died years ago, hunting through some dark, forgotten place, and his adventuring companions brought back his gear. They didn't bring back any of the treasure, I noted, but I sold some of his kit to help survive some of the leaner years. Now all I had left was his armor, his sword, and his shield. I didn't take time to put the armor on. It'd be morning before I figured out how. The sword alone would have to suffice. I crept out to investigate, a lantern in one hand, my sword in the other. I moved in and opened the door slowly, looking inside. The figure lying on the ground was easy to see, but hard to believe as I got closer. I saw more of her. The patterns on the clothes within the folds of her cloak were a dead giveaway. The Lady of Jade? Here? Okay, calm down. Calm down. I reached down to check her body to see if she was still alive. She was, but she was ice cold. All right. Sort it out. Something did this to her. Something powerful. And something likely wanting to make sure she stopped being alive. Which means it, or they, would be coming here. And they wouldn't be concerned about people nearby. If anything, they'd likely be eager to get rid of any witnesses. Frighten people by showing them what happens if they resist. Or they just really enjoy their work. Any way you cut it, something is going to need to be done. And I'm not going to like it.
They say that people are best characterized by the enemies they make. If nothing else, that means I must have a character to be envied. Or destroyed. I know who sent them. Leanne Wei of the Resplendent Crane Society. Beings like her have long memories and heavy grudges. I imagine she's still resentful about losing control over the adventurers from the Sword Coast she planned to make into her pet assassins. After all, having tools that couldn't be traced back to her would have considerable worth, not to mention cause chaos. And Lian Wei did so enjoy causing chaos. That was over a century ago, and she was still angry enough to surprise me with 3 ice elementals. Ice magic was one of the few things I wasn't prepared for, and I can only imagine how long Lian Wei waited for that to happen. When it did, I wasn't inside my tower. I had attended a meeting with some of the local druids who were hesitant about some of the magics I chose to use with my tower. When I met with them, however, it was clear that they never had any concerns. As soon as the meeting broke up, the ice elementals crashed the meeting. Literally. I knew I had what I needed to defeat them back at the tower, but they were faster than I expected, and only extreme heat would stop them. The fire spells I had at my disposal were useful, but not enough to destroy them. I was using a flight spell to evade them, and the last thing I remembered was feeling cold. So cold.
I got Lady Jade out of the barn, but stashed her close by. I tore off her outer cloak and draped it in the center of the barn, propped up by a rake and some hay. After one more piece of preparation, I waited with my lantern raised. And there they are. Tall and spindly, figures made of ice and snow, steam coming off their forms as they dropped through the hole, standing around the robe, curious as they tried to find out what it was doing there. I made no brash insults or attempted mockery. I simply dropped the lantern at my feet, and the flames caught the oil I'd spread around the barn. The summer had been dry, and with oil spread on the hay, the walls and the ceiling around the hole above me in the space of two eye blinks became an inferno worthy of a forge's heart. The ice elementals were trapped. I moved away from the barn and kept my sword ready, in the off chance those things managed to overwhelm the flames and escape. As it turned out, I had no need to worry. The flames devoured the elementals completely, as well as my barn and everything in it. I tried not to focus on my loss and went to where the lady was safely resting in a cart, and I took her inside the house. The storm was brewing, and I could smell in the air that it was going to pour down. A good omen in my water-starved farm, and it'll keep the fire from spreading. I began to hope that the lady's reputation of being hostile and arrogant towards commoners was unfounded.
I awoke to the sound of rain upon wood, wind blowing outside, the crackling of a fire nearby. Strange earthen smells. I sit up to find myself covered with a woolen blanket, my eyes blurry. As I wipe my eyes, I look up to find a man standing over me. My first thought is to defend myself and flee, but I see what he's holding out to me is not a weapon, but a bowl with a thick stew in it. It smells good, if a bit bland.
Easy there. Considering you fell through the roof of my barn, I'm surprised you have as few injuries as you do. Rest. Eat.
Who are you?
My name's David. This is my farm.
Thank you. Is this one of the farms around my hometown?
It is. I imagine you'll be wanting to go to your tower again as soon as you're able.
And I suppose you'll be wanting gold for your assistance?
Only enough to replace my barn. You sort of broke the last one.
What happened?
You crashed through the roof. I got you out and set a trap for those ice creatures that followed you. Killed them. I had to burn down my barn to do it.
You don't want more than that? You know who I am. You doubtless have heard about my wealth. I could pay for a new barn, a bigger one, just with what I carry as traveling money.
You're right.
I thought I might be. How much more do you want?
Enough to replace all the hay I lost. Livestock's gotta eat.
And?
And no and. I'm done.
I don't understand.
Well, that's a thing. I'm not asking you to understand. Thing is, you asked me what I wanted. I told you what I needed. Not my fault, they aren't the same thing.
Most men would have asked for riches, power, anything else that my magic could provide.
What I want, I got no right to ask. Now get some sleep. I have to make sure the livestock is all right.
I don't understand. The man is nearly destitute, yet given the opportunity to become rich, he rejects the offer. Surely he can't be happy living in squalor. Well, not squalor. The home is neat enough and orderly. It's certainly warmer than that draughty tower. And the food is good. It's not like my usual fare, and there's no rice or other spices, but I do feel better for partaking.
Finish your dinner and get some sleep.
You know, people do not normally address me as if they were my equal. Time and time again they bow and scrape and treat me like royalty, but you don't.
Are you offended?
Actually, I rather like it. I would appreciate it, though, if you would not make such a thing public. I do have a reputation to uphold.
I may be a simple man, Lady Jade, but I'm not that simple. Your secrets are safe with me. Now, if you'll excuse me?
Well, this was unexpected. Smart, discreet, and brave enough to take on three ice elementals by himself. And gallant enough to sacrifice something important to him for my welfare. Well, there is much I wish to discuss with him when I have my strength back. Oh, I was having such a wonderful warm dream. Oh.
Sorry, my clothes were soaked from the rain. I have them drying on the porch. If it bothers you, I could put a shirt on.
Oh, don't you dare. By all the gods above and below, farming clearly works for him. He has the body of a demigod. Quite handsome in a common sort of way. And that smile. Those eyes. Kind without being immature. And eyes a woman would just die to find themselves reflected within.
Are you all right?
What?
You were very far away for a few moments there.
Oh, not far away. Very close, to be candid. No sign of stopping from the sound.
Rain's even worse now. How are you feeling?
Better. I owe you much more than a new barn. Perhaps something for your wife.
I'm not married.
Oh, my apologies. I find it hard to believe a man of your means and gifts would be alone willingly.
That is a long story.
Are not they all? As it happens, I seem to have some leisure time.
I was married once. Sweetheart from childhood. But I was barely married a few months before she was out in the forest collecting herbs when a scouting party of hobgoblins found her.
I remember their incursions a few years ago. I taught them the folly of their plans to raid this town.
That you did. I even saw you in action a year later when you found the hobgoblins' leader, an eye tyrant. I'd been hunting and saw you descend upon the forces outside the Beholder's lair.
Odd. I was certain that the woods outside that lair had been cleared of animals, either by fright or hunted by the hobgoblins.
I may have gotten lost.
Mm-hmm. You came out in the hopes of being able to see me, did you not?
I shall admit, I was curious. You don't exactly frequent the marketplace.
Fair point. So, what did you see?
I saw you move among them with spell and blade, cutting them down like stalks of wheat. You moved as if dancing, effortlessly dispatching the guards outside before heading deeper into the catacombs. I waited for a time, then realized what I was doing and headed home.
You should have waited for me.
I'm not a warrior or a healer. I would have just gotten in the way.
Perhaps. But you would have been a welcome sight on the way out. That was 5 years ago. You've not taken a wife since then?
Never met one I felt true love for.
That's not exactly true, is it? You did favor someone. there is hesitation in your words that says so.
That's right. There is one.
Don't tell me. Reclusive, exotic, powerful, unattainable.
Beautiful in no way that I've ever known. Kind-hearted, smart, humorous at times, tired of feeling like she has to be in charge or whose only other choice is to be vulnerable to someone stronger.
And what are you then? A master seeking to dominate a woman, or a slave looking to yield to my power?
Neither. I am just what you see before you. A man.
Oh, that's what I want.
Jade.
No. Meili. Oh, I want you, David. Here. Now. Oh, just touch me.
I'm not skilled in the ways of women. I hope you'll forgive me.
I don't care about skill. I want someone... I want someone that loves me. And as for your technique, there are many things I learned in Kara Tur that I can teach you. If you're willing to learn.
I want to be with you. How I can be means nothing as long as I'm with you.
Show yourself to me. I want to see all of you. Yes. Clearly working on a farm does much for your four. Oh, gods, if I'd known I'd be seeing that, I would have allowed myself to be attacked years ago.
Is something wrong?
Oh, it couldn't be more right. Tell me, David, now that you can see more of me, does it meet with your approval?
Never have I seen a more enticing sight. You're beautiful. Perfect.
Even though I am of foreign blood?
Because of it, not in spite of it. I can wait no longer.
You better not. Touch me. Slowly. Just the fingertips. All over my body. Oh, yes. Oh, lower. Touch me there. Yes. Find it where... Oh, you clever man. Most men would need a map and... And a scrying spell to find that. Like that. Oh, gods, what are you doing to me? Oh, push a finger inside me. Just one. Oh, slow. Yes. There is no hurry. No, please. Oh, faster. Oh, two fingers, please. Now. Wait. What are you doing to me?
I'm doing what I want to do. Which is to tease you for longer. Now that I know what this does to you.
Clever. No. No. Gods. Faster. Please. Oh, I can't take much more of this. Kiss me. Now kiss my neck. Lick it. Yes. Oh, I cannot hold back any longer. I can't. Stop. Don't stop.
I'm not finished pleasuring you yet.
No, stop. I can't. Oh, I haven't. No, stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes, harder. Oh, God, yes. I'm... Yes. Oh, you're a demon. Oh, an incubus.
You make it sound like you didn't enjoy that.
Nice to see you're not a slave to instructions. Oh, and now, join with me. I want more than your fingers. Show me.
Is something wrong?
Oh, David, it couldn't be more right. Oh, I need that in me. Despite my worry, it won't fit. Do not delay any longer. Yes.
Are you all right?
Stop, and I'll kill you. Oh, yes. Oh, God, it hurts, but I've never wanted such pain and pleasure before. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Harder, David. I am no doll. Please.
I've wanted this for so long.
Yes.
To touch you, hold you, kiss you, love you, ravage you.
Yes, ravage me. Take me. I am yours, and you are mine. No, David. Oh, yes. Oh, God, that was good. Oh, David, keep doing that. Harder. Yes. Oh, David. David. Wait.
Holding you. Why?
Such a thing is new to me. It has been a long time since I've been loved so passionately and cared for so tenderly afterwards.
Do you want me to stop?
Not on your life. did you mean what you said when you spoke of loving me? Choose your next words carefully. I will not be trifled with or be the subject of careless promises.
I said them, and I meant them.
You barely know me.
I know everything I need to know about you, and I want to know more.
Be careful what you wish for.
Hush now. rest. Sleep and dream. I will be here when you awaken.
That may be the nicest thing any man's ever said to me.
To let you go to sleep?
No, silly man, that you'll be here for me.
Get used to it.
I believe I will. Sweet dreams, my David. My champion.
Sweet sleep, my Lady of Jade.